This is Think Out Loud on OPB and KLCC. I'm Jeff Norcross, in for Dave Miller. First, the good news about Oregon hazelnuts. This year's crop will be stellar, with about 52,000 tons expected to be harvested. The bad news, Oregon's iconic crop is not immune to global economic forces, including the tumbling value of the Turkish lira. You put that together with the tariffs on hazelnuts to China, and you can see why growers might not be celebrating the bumper crop this year. We're going to talk about all this now with Terry Ross, Executive Director of the Hazelnut Growers Bargaining Association. Terry Ross, welcome back to Think Out Loud.
Yes, thank you for the invitation. We really appreciate the opportunity.
The Turkish lira has dropped about 40% against the dollar since the start of the year. Can you make the connection for me about why that's a problem for Oregon hazelnut growers?
Well, it's been an interesting ride. Since 2014, the Turkish lira was 2-1. U.S. dollars. And on August 13th, it actually reached 7-1.
It's like 6-1 today.
Yeah, 6-1 today, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So it's actually going in the right direction. But no, we do have some concerns about the Turkish lira, but it has been devaluing over many years, and it has been slowly affecting us. And then, of course, the Chinese tariffs, it's all kind of snowballed to about as tough of a situation as you could imagine.
Yeah, but why Turkey specifically? What is it about that country that we care about?
So the Turkish currency, 65-70% of the worldwide supply of hazelnuts comes from Turkey.
Ah, okay.
And so it is a pretty big deal. And hazelnuts are a commodity; they're traded around the world, and there's a lot of different production regions. But Turkey is the 800-pound gorilla.
And so their currency troubles create downward pressure on prices globally, including for Oregon?
It does. It does. And it creates pressure on kernel markets. So we sell a lot of hazelnuts to China, but it goes in the shell. And here domestically, most markets are for the actual kernel, the meat, the nut inside the shell.
Yeah.
And so that is creating a lot of downward pressure. And so our crop has been growing, as you see, you mentioned the bumper crop from the National Ag Statistics Service survey just came out right before I came on the radio with you, and it's reported 52,000 tons, which is a new record for us.
Huh.
And we'll continue to see records as we go forward. We've been planting about 8,000 to 10,000 acres of hazelnuts each year, and so we're hoping to find new markets anyway.
But it's been a productive year, but possibly maybe not a lucrative one.
Well, when you have downward pressure on pricing, it's always good to have a nice big crop to leverage that against.
Yeah. Okay. And what about China? What's the latest on the tariff situation and how it's affecting our growers here?
Well, we've reached out to the Chinese consulate in San Francisco. We've had really good discussions there. I was actually just in China a few weeks ago at a tree nut conference, and we were also proposing that that Oregon hazelnuts get to enjoy the zero tariff like Chile or Georgian hazelnuts, but at least get us down to about 5% like the California pistachio enjoys. So there's Oregon hazelnuts been kind of off the radar. We're coming into our own right now, and believe it or not, all of this attention around tariffs and the Turkish lira, it's really actually good news for us. It's put us into the spotlight, and we've got a national and international stage to talk about our product. And we're really excited because we are going to need to develop these markets domestically.
Well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to leverage this new attention into new markets for the Oregon hazelnut?
Well, most consumers don't know anything about a hazelnut other than, you know, Coffee Mate or Nutella. I mean, that's really the extent of most consumers about hazelnuts. And so there's so many other products that we can introduce and develop here domestically. And so for a lot of folks, I'm assuming this is really hazelnuts maybe are not something they're really paying attention to.
Really? Well, what do you think of a hazelnut could be made into that we haven't thought of before?
Oh, my goodness. You think of an M&M.
Uh-huh.
Snickers recently rolled out a hazelnut Snickers bar, and it's fantastic. It wasn't any Oregon hazelnuts, but that is, I think, where we can also shine is we have the highest quality product worldwide, hands down. I mean, Oregon hazelnuts are they're coveted for their quality. That's why the Chinese buy the Oregon hazelnut. They like the size of the kernel. They bring it in shell. They split it and brine it and roast it, and they actually eat it like a pistachio. And so it's a very flexible product. We can go into any kind of you know, salad toppings to candies and breads and any other type of product. And so we're really excited to now open up this whole new domestic market to us. So with the downward pressure of the lira and the issues with China, which could go away overnight, who knows what's going to happen with these tariff discussions. Our administration moves pretty quickly.
Well, that's part of the issue, isn't it? I mean, we have these discussions, but they haven't translated into policy yet. And there are talks about pulling out of global treaties and global arrangements, but they haven't happened yet. I mean, there's just a lot of uncertainty. And how are your growers supposed to navigate that?
Exactly. And how you navigate economic uncertainty is, if you want to be a market leader, you need to have the best quality product, which we do. And you have to have the highest output per unit, per acre. So if your yields are better than the rest of the world, which we are about – we double most what most other countries can yield per acre on a per acre basis. So our yields are higher. Our quality is better. That is going to give us some resistance or resiliency in the marketplace. And if you are going to have some – then there's no doubt there's downward pressure on pricing. So – we will be more affordable than it has been in years past. So it's a really great opportunity to introduce our product domestically, get brand awareness. Like I said, we try to turn as many things into a positive as we can. We don't see roadblocks, more speed bumps. Mm-hmm. And so these are opportunities for us to show the consumer what our product is and the diversity of different uses that they can apply. So It's a tough time, but I think we'll make lemonade out of it.
Yeah, but why wait till a global crisis? I mean, why not develop those markets all along?
Because the market, the production has just been coming online.
Yeah,
and so the 52,000 tons that we've got right now, last year was only 31,000 tons. So
what made the difference? Why is it so much more productive this year?
The hazelnut is a fascinating plant. It's really a bush, and we train it into a tree.
Uh-huh.
And it's got an alternate bearing nature to it. So it'll yield really well one year, and then it'll rest and not yield as well the next year.
Huh.
And so what we've needed is to build up enough production acres to create that in that down cycle, we still had enough supply to supply all those new customers that we've brought on. And we're just now starting to hit into that stride. So the timing is ideal to build these brands, to get this national recognition, and to create these discussions. So the timing is quite well for us. Mm. And we're excited because it's brought a lot of attention.
Yeah. Well, I have to admit, I didn't know that a hazelnut tree had an on year and an off year.
Well,
that's kind of cool.
More like a big year and a not so big year.
Big year and a not so big year. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about how global economic forces are affecting the Oregon hazelnut industry. Terry Ross is the executive director of the Hazelnut Growers and Bargaining Association. Terry, I have to admit, I thought a hazelnut was a hazelnut. I mean, what is the difference between an Oregon hazelnut and a Turkish hazelnut?
Well, if you've ever bought a nut mix, like a almond, cashew, hazelnut mix at the store, that has most likely been a Turkish hazelnut in there. And my experience, people I've talked to, the problem is there's you get a bad one every once in a while or quite often. And so the quality of the product coming out of Turkey is nowhere near as good as ours. We've got, top of the line producers. We've got brand new production facilities coming online. The quality standards out of the United States are second to none. So we believe that consumers have probably gotten a subpar or a bad experience with Turkish or other countries' nuts. We believe that ours are going to come online and they're really going to be desirable because of the quality, the size, the texture, and just the diversity of products that you can make with it. And so we find that once a consumer gives it a shot, they won't go back.
When is the Oregon hazelnut harvest?
It's coming on very quickly. Starts here in the middle of September.
And when do the prices for those nuts get set?
Hopefully in the middle of September.
In the middle of September. So is there time for a situation to turn around in Turkey and or China, and maybe the outlook will improve?
We, like I said, we stay positive. We hope so. But we are prepared to do the best we can with the situation we've been given. And like I said, we see a tremendous opportunity in front of us to introduce Oregon hazelnuts to the domestic consumer.
Last question. Where do you personally come down on the whole hazelnut versus filbert debate?
Okay. The difference between a filbert and a hazelnut is about 25 cents.
Okay. Terry Ross, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Terry Ross is the executive director of the Hazelnut Growers Bargaining Association. Coming up, we'll explore a novel way to provide services to people living with mental illness. It's a clubhouse, and there's one opening in Roseburg this fall. More on how it works after a break.